The decision by Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to close the Drake's Bay Oyster Farm and Point Reyes National Seashore tugs at my heart. I have lived in West Marin for over a decade, and I'm a former board member of the Marin Conservation League, which helped preserve the beauty that surrounds my Stinson Beach home. I love the idea of wilderness and what such quiet beauty can instill in one's soul. And the Point Reyes Wilderness Act of 1976 made Drake's Estero, where the farm is located, part of a national system affirming that America is more than commerce. Still, I'm all in favor of sustainability. Drake's Bay generates roughly 40% of California's native oysters, a source of protein with a tiny environmental footprint. The ability to produce food in waters of pristine quality resonates with the locavore movement so popular here. I know Kevin and Nancy Lunny, and my heart goes out to them. The decision by Salazar to shut the door on their oyster farm is a stunning loss on a huge gamble. Lunny purchased the oyster farm, made environmental upgrades, and then prayed that he'd be able to persuade the world not to close an oyster farm in times of intense interest in local organic food. But he bumped up against an equally compelling argument by environmentalists that allowing his commercial operation to continue in a designated wilderness area would set a dangerous precedent that could be exploited by less benign commercial interests. In the end, this fierce battle pitted two ideals against each other, and wilderness won. Laws are black and white, but life is many shades of gray. Today, my tummy regrets this victory for Mother Nature, but my mind also celebrates the fact that nature does not always lose when it comes to the court of law. With a perspective, I'm Peter Asmus.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.